the trains are coming. I'm on board.
The old 10:08, Wendy, right on time. Hi, everybody.
That's what we do.
It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. It's our portion of the day here at WGN, and we're thrilled that you're joining us. Wendy just shared some words with me, and they're the last words you ever want to hear as a show is starting. And those words are, Felicity Huffman is in trouble.
Yeah, I didn't do that story.
Oh,
yet. I
was Steve.
Gonna do it later.
Well, it's just breaking, and it's breaking my heart, if you want to know
awful.
The truth. ABC News is reporting Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin,
Full House. Full House, right.
Among actresses and CEOs charged in alleged college admissions scam.
Oh.
Now, they're saying wealthy people, including celebrities, are paying third-party people to change their kids' SAT scores.
Wow. That's scandalous.
Yeah, why don't they do it the old-fashioned way and just donate to the school?
Right.
That is a great point.
The way that's been done since the beginning of time.
Exactly, right.
So,
what do they call those students? Heritage students? Or
yes.
There's a name for them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The documents,
legacy students.
The documents say Lori Loughlin and her husband, quote, agreed to pay bribes totaling 500.
His name is quote?
Agreed to pay bribes totaling $500,000 in exchange for having their two daughters designated as recruits. Is that what they called? USC crew team.
You just said $500,000?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then the reports about Felicity Huffman is they had a third party change her SAT score from, I just lost it, but up 400 points. Here, let me find it. Here we go. Huffman arranged for a third party to correct her daughter's answers on the SAT after she took it. She ended up scoring a 1420, which is 400 points higher than she had gotten on the PSAT taken a year earlier.
Interesting.
Is she no longer married to William H. Macy?
No, they're still together.
They're still married.
So it's interesting that she's the one who's charged, that they aren't both charged.
Mothers handle everything, the good and the bad.
Right. Yeah.
In our family, if it's something illegal or immoral, I let my wife handle it.
That's
I just say, I can't go down with the ship. You have to take the bullet on this
look,
one.
There are 44 people named here. There are college coaches involved. There are CEOs involved. There's schools. The prosecutors say schools are not seen to have been involved so far. But, you know, they're paying for high-end schools. Georgetown, Stanford, University of San Diego, USC, Wake Forest, Yale.
Right. Oh.
Marquette.
Impressive list.
It's not really the college you go to. It's what you glean from it, isn't it?
It's a combination. It's a combination. But there's no way in the world I would pay $500,000 to get this done.
If you had Full House money, you would.
No, I still would not.
That's why the moms handle it, because the guys would never do it.
What kind of money is Full House money? Is it that much money?
Well, the reboot. She made probably quite a bit of money. That's in syndication. That's when you make the big bucks, right, Bill?
Yeah. Yes. But still, I have no idea what she made for this. This is Lori Loughlin we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, not Felicity Huffman. Who did
she only paid $15,000 to change the scores of her kids? That's not much. That's money well spent.
Felicity.
Yeah.
This is an accusation. Of course, we don't know yet.
Right.
Yes, they allege that Huffman and her husband, again not named.
Why is it William Macy's name in this?
Well, I think Felicity's been overshadowed by him for quite a few years now. And so
now this is for equal footing.
This is her chance.
This is what they say. They allege that Huffman and her husband, quote, both married to a guy named quote.
That's the strangest part of the story.
I think that should be the indictment.
Why do I follow in your footsteps? That's what I want to know. They made a purported charitable contribution of $15,000 to participate in the college entrance exam cheating scheme.
That's what they called it?
Mm-hmm. That would be a red flag right there,
right
wouldn't
there,
it?
I would know
I'm
something
sure,
was wrong.
Bill, that was Art Fleming in the 60s, wasn't it?
They put that on the little memo on the check. College entrance exam cheating scheme.
Charitable contribution.
So it was easy to, you know, find it.
Right, immediately.
On behalf of her eldest daughter.
Now, do you write that off if it's a charitable contribution?
Oh, you know what? Seriously? I bet you could.
Yeah.
Well, this wasn't charitable. This was in the entrance. The other ones, Lori Loughlin made a contribution to the school. The Huffmans.
Yes.
Participated in an entrance exam cheating scam. That's not deductible.
I thought you said it was a charitable contribution.
Not on this one.
But
I'm sorry.
They worded it that way So if it's flagged somehow, yeah. They go, no, this money went to a charitable contribution. They didn't want to say it was to have test scores changed. I just got a text from Bill Daly. He said, this is wrong.
The alleged scam centered around a man in California.
Felicity Huffman will never be mayor.
Never.
The alleged scam centered around a man in California who ran a business helping students get into the college of their choice. God, why didn't I think of that?
But look at this. They call it a business. I guess it's a business, but it's a scam.
I'm uncomfortable. I should be the one giving you guys the news, but I haven't read all of this.
Well, so, we're learning as we go along.
It's there. But so the idea, though, was this guy was fixing scores somehow?
Yeah, authorities say parents would pay him a predetermined amount with full knowledge of what they were doing. He would then steer the money to one of two places, either an SAT or ACT administrator or a college athletic coach. The coaches would allegedly arrange a fake profile that listed the prospective students as an athlete, and exam administrators would either hire proctors to take the test or correct the answers of that student.
All right, here's a question that we're all thinking but nobody has asked. Does this happen all the time and we just don't know it?
I think it has been happening all the time.
Right.
But it's not going to anymore. University athletic coaches and administrators of college entrance exams were among these people arrested. This is big time.
This is very big.
The suspects allegedly paid bribes of up to $6 million to get their kids into elite colleges. That might be collectively.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. Maybe not. Hope. Including Yale, Stanford, Georgetown, and USC. My youngest son wants to go to USC.
Get the checkbook out.
I don't have that kind of money.
Get the
and he doesn't have those kind of grades. They're very. It's very hard to get into USC.
Well, but, just drive by, give it a look then.
Right. Do that.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman are among those involved facing charges.
Do they get their money back now that it failed?
No.
They don't get the money back?
That's horrible. And they're going to have to pay more and go to jail.
Right.
So, and this is different than the parent plus loans that we take out, right?
Just slightly different. Not that different.
No.
Parent plus bribes. That's what this is.
Oh, no.
This is huge news.
Right. It is huge news.
I guess if you're a super celebrity, you want to show the world that your parents or your kids are successful.
I would almost think if you're already in that bracket, maybe there wouldn't be as much pressure on the kids because you already have a lot of money. Your family's already doing really well. So you say to yourself, my kid, the test scores aren't that good. Maybe they won't get into the best college, but we're set for life. Felicity Huffman is probably set for life, don't you think?
Yeah.
And her kids would be too, and William H. Macy's kids.
It's sad in a way because then if they can't get in, you just say, well, we chose a small liberal arts college program in the Midwest.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you're right. I get that, Bill. There's not the pressure to...
There's nowhere near... I wouldn't think there'd be anywhere near the pressure.
Yeah, but if you're a celebrity and people write about you, don't you want them to say, oh, yeah, their kid is in Georgetown and one is at USC?
Yeah, there's a lot of great schools out there that, I mean...
The only celebrity...
And junior college. My first kid had pretty great SAT scores, and he's going to a junior college, so...
Celebrity who I know where their kids go is Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Brad Hall. I know their son goes to Northwestern because he plays on the basketball team.
And you see her or him at
games.
They're
always at the games.
So...
But I can't name any other celebrities' kids. I don't know what schools they go
to. Felicity Huffman.
Well, now I do, yeah.
Look, where did Barack Obama's daughter go to? Is it Yale?
I mean... I can't remember.
I don't know.
Are you telling me that this isn't paying off, but I mean, if you're a college administrator and a former college president of the United States wants his daughter to go to your school,
it looks good if he or she does.
Why does he have to bribe them? Why don't they just invite them?
No, I'm not saying he did bribe them, but I'm just saying.
But even Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, why do these super celebs have to pay? Why don't they just go, hey, we'll let you in?
Right. We're famous. It'll look good for you guys.
I'm hoping that works for me for USC.
Or COD.
I couldn't even get him in there.
One of the three-letter schools.
It's all right. But, I mean, I guess you want your kid to go to the best school that
can. Of course.
But that's the point, Wendy. It's not necessarily the best school. I mean...
And depending on what they want to do.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I'm sure each of these families has a separate story.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear it.
Call us, Lori Loughlin. It's a request I've been making for decades. Never pays off.
Full dorm. She's doing
There's
a new
the show.
Spinoff.
Wendy, very good. All right, we'll take a break and then cover more things. It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and it's WGN. All right, if you're just joining us, or if you just enjoy recaps, here's what's going on. A big Hollywood scandal. Some big names like Felicity Huffman, like Lori Loughlin. Evidently, their children are involved in some sort of a college entrance exam scandal where they've paid big sums of money to have test scores changed. Here's a quick text. I feel very badly for the Huffman-Macy children who have been taught that immoral, unethical, and criminal behavior are acceptable means to achieve one's goals. Their punishment will be an important lesson. I kept thinking about, you know how in every movie William Macy's in, there's always some scene where there's something going on and it's making him very, very nervous. And you see him getting all kind of twitchy and sweaty.
This has been it.
I bet this is going on for real at their house right now.
Shameless. Isn't he on that show?
He's on Shameless, yes.
Well, it's sad, really. Because
it is sad.
It's such an unnecessary error.
It is, you know? Isn't it, though?
Right?
It really is.
Crime, if it's a crime, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a crime?
Well, I mean, if they're convicted of the crime, and clearly the prosecutors think it's a crime, so it probably is a crime.
You're asking if it's a crime to just pay off to have test scores changed to get into schools, right?
That I know. That seems incorrect.
No, it is incorrect. If you're paying someone to change your scores, that's...
That's what I'm saying, right. But giving money to a university and an exchange, is that really illegal?
For a new science building?
Exactly.
Right,
the Wendy Snyder Science Wing.
Right.
Or the Wendy Snyder Science bathrooms on the second floor.
Think small and
then
whatever happens.
$10.
Happens. That's not a lot.
I buy the toilet paper
Got
for
the
that.
Water fountain, the tall and small.
But Steve, don't you imagine that to some degree this has been happening for a long, long time?
Well, I think the first crime prosecuted is rarely the first crime committed.
Right.
So, sure.
Right.
Although, again, I believe the contributions to the school, but the changing of the SAT, I feel if you have that much money, it's an unnecessary step.
Mm-hmm.
So this may be new.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy has a question about the celebrities' kids. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. I have a question. Okay, so you pay this money, and that's great, good for you if you have no morals or ethics. You get your kid in. So what happens if they don't have the ACT or SAT to get in, and now you're in an elite school where you can't cut the mustard? Do they still skate them through? Or are you, like, sink or swim once you're in there? I mean, these kids, it's like the kids who take Adderall and Ritalin to get a good ACT score. Well, once you get into that school, you still have to pass the classes.
Right.
I think you could argue that the scores aren't necessarily a good barometer of whether you can succeed. Too.
Exactly. That's what she's saying. And, you know, how can you keep the grades up? I believe there's, you know, scholastic probation. Not that I would know anything about that from Illinois State.
But you know about regular probation, so you get credit.
Shut up.
Just put a book on it.
Kathy, don't you think, though, that in a lot of these cases, getting into one of the prestigious colleges is way harder than just maintaining a status there at that college? The hard part is just getting in.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. But I also think in some of these cases, if your child doesn't have the academic level to do it, what happens then? Do they get put on academic probation, or do the parents pay more money and they just get skated through? I mean, it kind of demeans the prestige of the college as far as I'm concerned.
It
does. If you just pay X amount of money, get your kid in, get him, you know, if they skate him through, okay, well, what about the kids who work their tails off?
Right.
And have $100,000 worth of loans that
kind
of demeans their, it's just kind of, it's just really morally.
Yeah.
Well, again.
Really not.
I don't think, the feds are not alleging that the schools were involved in this, although clearly they are saying
it was third party, right, Steve?
But they are saying some coaches were involved.
Oh. Yes, yeah. Coaches and, yes, exam administrators.
Well, and the coaches, that's a long-standing thing to get, you know, recruiting kids and, you know, giving them cars and all that. That's been going on for years and years, and I'm sure this has too. However, you know, now that you're caught, now what?
Right.
I am anxious to see how this unfolds.
I think it's going to be harder on the kids that are actually doing the work to get in. They're going to make it harder to get into college.
You mean the students doing the work in their classes, or the students doing the work for the children of the movie stars?
You know, if it just talks about writing a check, well, geez.
And do these kids beg their celebrity moms and dads, like, really, I want to be a director, I want to go to USC, or, you know, they just apply.
So the parents do it on their own?
Yeah, like they didn't get into a school they wanted, and the parents go, I might have an idea for it.
Right, right.
Well, and, you know, and that's a whole other level of sense of entitlement with these. I can't comprehend their lifestyle. So, you know, that's a whole other, you know, the people who you go to dinner, you know, movie star goes to dinner and they don't have to pay because they're a movie star. Well, what about me? I work hard for a living.
Right.
I can't afford to go to that restaurant. Why don't you give me a free meal?
Right.
I'm with you, Kathy. I just don't like celebrities. I like watching them, but God, I'm sick of their lavish life.
Oh, Wendy, take it back.
Well, don't even get me started because I'll be on this phone all day with all that. I'm just.
Kathy, great points. All valid points. Thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks. Love your show.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind. Thanks.
And real quickly, Maria, we don't have a lot of time, but you have something you'd like to share with us.
Yeah, just real quick there. We saw a wonderful movie. It was based on a true story in Thailand, the year 2017, where all these kids, it was a whole scam to cheat to get into universities. And just seeing the brains behind the cheating that they did, they ended up canceling all the students' tests in the country of Thailand that year when they unveiled this huge cheating scandal. But we saw it, and I think it's on Netflix. The name of the movie is called Bad Genius and based on a true story.
Is Felicity Huffman and or Lori Loughlin in this movie?
No, I didn't see their names,
right.
So maybe they used a different name.
Creative,
you know?
Consultants.
But maybe they watched it and got a good idea. Maria, thanks so much.
Thanks, Maria.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we must take a break. We'll get you some news and then a whole lot more show ahead. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder
don't
on WGN.
Don't you love when someone else is in trouble?
Yes. Feels good.
I love it.
Steve, thanks. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. It's Tech Tuesday, so in about 15 minutes, we'll check in with CNET and find out what's going on in the world of technology. Wendy, I'm going to say a name to you, and you may not know the name, Daryl Johnson. Does that name ring a bell at all?
Baseball player?
He's not a baseball player.
I'm thinking of Daryl Strawberry.
Very close.
Strawberry Johnson, what's the difference?
Well, Lamar Johnson and Daryl Strawberry were both baseball players.
They had a baby?
Yeah, they had a baby. Congratulations.
And his head popped off.
And they named it
Daryl Johnson. He's extremely optimistic, and I say this because Daryl Johnson has a very tough job. He's R. Kelly's publicist.
Oh, I know this guy.
He says that R. Kelly's interview with Gayle King helped the singer's case.
How?
I can't figure that out.
Because people feel sorry for him, maybe?
I can't figure that out. R. Kelly's publicist says, all things considered, the singer's explosive interview with Gayle King helped his case. The interview needed to happen. I really do believe it, said Daryl Johnson. He told this to CNN. Yes, I think it did help him. I don't think the emotions going so high helped, but I think he was being himself. He also wondered how anyone in Kelly's position might compose themselves in that context. He said, if I was facing 70 years in a state penitentiary, I'm not going to say that I would act like that, but how do you act when you're going to spend the rest of your life in prison? Now, did you watch the whole interview? They aired it Friday on CBS.
No.
I watched the whole interview, and I'll be honest with you, it wasn't that different from the clips that we saw or played last week from the CBS Morning Show. Just a little more fleshed out. You got a little bit more feeling about how things played out in actual time. But after watching first the clips and then the whole interview, I think it did the exact opposite. If you were on the fence about him and you saw the way he behaved, there was a point where Gayle King, and I don't remember this during the clips portion of it, but they ran it on Friday night. She asked him about how, upon his release from jail, he went to McDonald's.
Right.
Right?
Because he needed a McDouble.
He needed a McDouble.
When I'm in jail, that's the first thing I need when I get out.
Well, he explained that McDonald's is his favorite restaurant, and to him, the M doesn't stand for McDonald's. It stands for mom, because when he was growing up, his mom would take him to McDonald's, and it was a happy situation for him, so he needed that.
That's sad. See? Sympathy.
I know that he was going for sympathy, but because it was such a roller coaster of emotions with him standing up and crying and screaming and swearing, and he wasn't getting it from me.
Not from me either, but some people, I mean, we've talked about this in the past. If you're innocent of something, why don't you fight for it? So half of my brain says he is trying to say this didn't happen and I don't care what happens, I'm going to make everybody know it didn't happen. He was fighting for that.
Right.
But I didn't believe him.
don't you think to some extent he had a laundry list of things, I call them heart tuggers, where he pulls out stuff like the story with his mom, or he keeps saying, I just want to be around my kid. I want to have a relationship with my kids. So that to the average person who, again, might either be on the fence or doesn't fully understand the scope of this many people coming forward, they go, wow, it's a poor family guy. He just wants to be with his kids and he misses his mom.
Who he's not paying for, right. The child support. So paying. That I don't believe that right there.
Right.
It's point counterpoint in his own statement.
Right.
And action.
Right. Right.
And who keeps paying for him? Do we know who paid that $160,000 that was for child support, and that's why he was locked up again here in Chicago?
I think they were saying a family friend, but I don't know a specific
who has $160,000 laying around? And to bail him out before, that woman who did, because she's a fan,
right.
Who has that money laying around? And to spend it on R. Kelly?
Yeah, right.
I don't comprehend this thing called life, Bill.
Wendy, I'm on the internet, and it says that it's Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin who have actually given him the money. I don't know where they're getting all this cash from. But when you watch, I don't know if you plan on watching the full interview.
No, I'm finished with it.
You just see you see the wheels spinning of, I have to do one of these heart-tugging moments right now. And then he just, as you saw from the earlier clips, he just gets up. He's running around. They try to calm him down. They bring in makeup people to try to calm him down. And then there's another guy there who's trying to calm him down. Robert, it's okay, you know. Gayle King, again, I don't know how she did it, because I would have been scared out of my mind as he got up and started ranting and
moving
around.
But you have people there to protect you. And imagine if he did, like, accidentally hit her, or even intentionally.
Yeah.
Everybody in the world would be talking about it. So,
did you know where that was shot, by the way?
No.
Trump Tower.
Here in Chicago?
Yeah.
I did not.
I didn't know that. I'm surprised that didn't get a little more publicity, but she talked about it a little bit when she was on with Stephen Colbert, saying that's where he lives, that's where he wanted to do the interview.
And can I say something? I am not one of your sensitive viewers or listeners. I'm really not. You know me.
Yeah.
But watching Saturday Night Live when they opened with Leslie Jones, is that her name?
Yeah.
And Kenan Thompson doing the Gayle King R. Kelly interview, it bothered me a little bit. Because this is fresh. People have been hurt by it. I
think, though, if you dissect it and say, what they were lampooning was the interview itself.
Right,
it wasn't,
I know.
It wasn't the molestation of all these young girls, because you can't make fun of that.
But for some reason, I found myself thinking, I mean, I guess it was in the news, but it was just maybe a something on Weekend Update, but that was a long time to spend on something. I don't know. For some reason, that disturbed me.
Have you noticed on Saturday Night Live the past couple of weeks, when they do something that is a little bit on the more sensitive side in the news, take Jesse Smollett, for instance. He, not on this episode, but 2 weeks ago when John Mulaney was the host, they made two references to him. They did a parody of Shark Tank, where celebrities would come on and present their ideas, and Jesse Smollett was one of the contestants on there.
You're trying to find a lawyer.
Yeah. And then also he was a punchline and a joke during Weekend Update. And both when you saw him and during the joke, it got more of a groan than a lie. Like, you're treading on very dangerous ice right now. Be careful, like that.
I know that's
their
job. I'm
not used to that on Saturday Night Live.
I know. I 100% agree. And I know that's their job, to cover what's in the news. And these are two big stories in the news.
Yeah.
Even Michael Jackson, wasn't that part of...
Yeah. But you're getting a lot more, be careful, you know, like that. Instead of a laugh or a boo, you're just going, whoa.
And we may as well just invite you early to join us on the stream today. And I keep feeling like we should give the phone number out for the stream.
Go ahead.
We're out from noon to one. It's 312-235-2525. You can write that down. Between noon and one, Bill and I are on the stream. You can find us on the app or at WGNradio.com. And you can call us at 312-235-2525. I kind of agree with something that Pete Davidson did on Saturday Night Live, but I'm also a little offended by something he did, being a Catholic, and I think we should play that audio. It might be a little too much for regular radio, so you can join us on the stream. And can we talk about that today,
definitely,
afternoon?
Yep.
All right, perfect.
All right, that's coming up later on. It's Tech Tuesday. We'll talk to CNET next. Stick around. It's Bill Leffen. It's Wendy Snyder on WGN.
That music can only mean that it's a Tech Tuesday here on WGN Radio. Typically, we talk to Bridget Carey from CNET.com, but right now, today, we are going to talk to Executive Editor at CNET at CNET.com, Roger Chang. Roger, what's going on?
How's it going?
Good. Thank you for joining us on this Tech Tuesday. And you want to talk about the anniversary of something. Or commemorate. I think anniversary is kind of a loose term.
It sounds too upbeat for the story, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes. But this marks Monday was the anniversary of the massive earthquake that hit Japan and caused the massive nuclear disaster out in Fukushima Daiichi, one of the big power plants out in Japan. And so I actually went to the plant back in November, in preparation for a story kind of timed with the anniversary, just to see how much or how little progress has been made there. And, you know, after 8 years, they've really just begun to scratch the surface on actually getting to the point of cleaning up that facility.
8 years later.
Yeah.
And was there any kind of robots involved?
Yeah, so that was sort of the main thrust of my features, to look at some of the robots that they're employing. They basically have a small army of these robots to do all kinds of different things, from recon missions to actually just taking photos and testing out the radiation levels in the different parts of the facility. And as I said, the progress has been fairly slow, really, after 8 years. They've only gotten to the point where they've been able to send these robots down to really just sort of see what's going on. And just actually back in February last month, for the first time, actually, they were able to pick up a piece of a pebble in the core, which doesn't seem like a lot, but is kind of a huge breakthrough for the folks there trying to organize the cleanup efforts.
So, like, they take that pebble and test it for radiation? Is that what they're doing? And obviously that's why the robots are going in there, so people don't have to.
Exactly. Going in there, any human going in there would last a few minutes before they were dead. So, yes, they have to send in robots. The idea is that these robots can go in and eventually clean up and remove some of the radioactive debris there in mass. Right now, like I said, they've been able to grip a pebble, but anything larger, the robots still struggle with. So it's been kind of a constant iterative process of making and improving upon robots that can actually go in there and survive in those extreme conditions.
And you have video of that? Is that up at CNET?
Yes, at CNET we've got several stories plus a video kind of examining how the robots are getting into these reactor cores and just how dangerous it is out there.
Do we know, Roger, are these robots that were constructed especially for this particular instance, or were they already kind of in existence and just kind of changed to fit the needs of this this project?
For the actual robots going into the core, a lot of these robots are specifically designed for this one purpose. In fact, they've had a couple years working on one robot, nicknamed the Scorpion. It famously was supposed to go in for a 10-hour mission, and it died 2 hours into it because there was just so much radioactive debris in there.
Oh, my God.
But most of the robots that are going in the core now are specifically designed to go in there. And it's interesting because it's because of the radioactive elements in there, one wrong move, and the fear is if you disturb the fuel rods in there, it can cause a whole other explosion. So it's imagine the deadliest scheme of operation, but using these robots to actually go in and sort of pick apart the pieces in there.
It always amazes me when you see on the news when there's a bomb scare or something, they send the robots in there. Sometimes even with an armed shooter, it's amazing. Bill, do you still believe that robots are going to turn on us and kill us someday?
Yeah, Roger, you're a professional, so you can verify this, that eventually the robots will turn on us and destroy us all, right?
Oh, in terms of a Terminator scenario, that is pretty far away. I would say it's at this point
5 years.
I mean,
10?
You do see the. that's a little ambitious. I'm sure there's someone out there trying to build those robots, but I'm not worried that that's going to be happening for a while.
I just saw an episode of Blacklist where they were able to mess with somebody's pacemaker. Like somebody was able to kind of jump it so that they could destroy somebody by jumping on their pacemaker and ruining their pace. Is that something that people worry about? Is that a reality or is that just a sci-fi idea?
I mean, that's not entirely implausible. I think down the line, I mean, I think most pacemakers, I don't know the specifics of how pacemakers work, but I don't know if there's a radio connection. And if there isn't a radio connection, then it can't technically be hacked.
All right.
So as long as it's not like a connected or smart pacemaker, you should be fine.
Okay. Thank you. I can sleep now.
I have another question for you, kind of unrelated, I guess robot related. We saw on the news that, was it Amazon and all these other places are going to start using robots to deliver things. Bill and I saw the footage of it on TV. It's moving so slowly, walking down the sidewalk. Don't you have the urge to kick it, and will it ever get to its destination?
I know those kinds of robots are being tested in SF. I assume that these companies are hoping that folks are nicer and gentler to these robots than they would be. But yeah, right now this is definitely, this is all sort of test cases to see if any of this stuff works. I think down the line, Amazon has talked about using drones that fly through the air and deliver your packages. There still needs to be a lot of things worked out before that can actually happen, but it's definitely an area that these companies are looking at.
Excellent, excellent. There's a big Apple event coming up on March the 25th. What do we need to know there, Roger?
So unlike most Apple events, we don't believe there'll be any hardware, no new iPhone, no new AirPods. What we suspect this will be is the debut of their streaming video service. They basically want to be like Netflix. They want to be like Hulu. They've reportedly got a budget of $1 billion that they're spending on making original programming. And they've signed up, a lot of big name celebrities to work on their projects. So, this is sort of another, it's another chance for you to get money out of your pocket so you can watch a new show or a new program.
Will their CEO Steve Apple be there?
You mean Tim Apple?
Tim Apple.
Apple will most likely be there. I'm sure he'll just be referring himself as Tim.
Right. Why don't they get Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter Apple to promote things?
Now you're talking.
That's genius. And then Gwyneth Paltrow will not have to pay some college to get her in because Apple will all have her money. Look at it. All comes full circle.
I like that Roger's not counting it out. There's a chance of it. There's an absolute chance of it.
Roger.
I do suspect there'll be a lot of, there will be some celebrity presence at this event. So wouldn't count it out.
Roger Chang is his name, executive editor over at CNET at CNET.com. I love that website. You can find him on Twitter at Roger W. Chang. And also check out the video that he made. You can go to CNET.com or just Google Fukushima's nuclear disaster robots offer a sliver of hope. Thank you so much. Nice talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Roger. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get you some news and then more show ahead. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Bill and Wendy, we've been talking about this story about the, they're calling it the biggest crackdown on scholarship scams in history of Department of Justice, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say it earlier because I wanted to make sure, but it is being reported that the feds actually went and arrested Felicity Huffman and Lauren Loughlin today. Along with many others. I mean, dozens of people have been taken into custody, and they are two of them, according to reports. A lot of times with white-collar crime, you have a chance. Even Jussie Smollett, I think, had a chance to appear on his own or turn himself in, R. Kelly. But in this case, they were out arresting people, and the two actresses are among those. Also, I said in the newscast that the prosecutor said that most of the kids impacted by this didn't know what their parents were doing.
Really?
And
I believe that.
There's reporting here that the kids of these two actresses were unaware.
That's surprising. You would almost think that the kids and the parents would get together and say, we need another plan.
Parents try to take care of their kids and say they didn't get into the school or that's their first choice. And they just thought, what they don't know won't hurt them kind of thing. Like, let them think they got in on their own merit.
Well, sure. But I think, if any of us were thinking that these were spoiled kids nagging their parents.
Right.
At least in
maybe
this case,
not.
It doesn't seem to be that.
How about that? Well, thanks, Steve.
They still may be spoiled kids.
Possibly.
Sorry, but their parents make a lot of money.
Right.
Okay,
back to you, Steve.
That's it. That's all I got.
Back to
you guys.
All right, keep us posted.
The SAT score range is 400 to 1600 for your total score. and Felicity Huffman.
You got the letters right. You just put them in a
Felicity
different order.
Felicity Huffman.
It's like a word jumble. I'll get it.
They raised it 400 Huffman? Points. That's a lot.
Would a place that charges to do this, do they charge by the point?
That's a great question. And her kid got 1420 as the total score.
Yeah.
The range is 400 to 1600. Got to tell you, if I'm paying money, go a little over 1420.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go perfect because then they know you're cheating.
Right. But make it...
In the 1500s.
But then is it more... If it stands out that much, is that a problem? If somebody sees a score that high and said, I don't know if that's realistic.
The mean or average SAT composite score is 1068.
And they were looking to change it to what?
That's the average, though. To
is
me,
1068?
That seems,
does it
that
say
seems
what they
low.
Wanted to change to?
1420 is what...
That's big time brains.
Your total score out of 1600, as well as your two section scores out of 800, then puts you in a percentile ranking.
Plus the swimsuit competition.
Your SAT, what does the A stand for at SAT?
I don't know.
The SAT percentile tells you what percentage of students you scored better than. So if you got a 60th percentile score, you've scored better than 60% of all test takers.
Oh.
I don't know.
Will they do serious prison time for this? Will Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin go to the big house?
Well, is this fraud? Is this bribery?
From Full House to Big House. The Lori Loughlin story.
I find this shocking that they were arrested.
Yeah, as do they. Imagine that. You see the squad pulling up to the house.
Wow.
Who are they here for?
That's scary.
That's crazy, yeah.
Boy, if that doesn't make you want to adhere to the rules, I don't know what does.
I keep telling you that, Wendy. Now, maybe you'll believe me now.
Hey, listen, man, I cannot be arrested for anything.
Because?
Except a big heart. Because right. I've not done it.
That's why you'll go to jail. Her heart was so big, we had to put her in prison.
I know I'm a little rough around the edges, but I got to be honest with you. I'm pretty much a rule follower when it comes to legality.
I'm trying to think of what your prison name would be. I'm going Dutch. I'm going to say Dutch. They call you Dutch in prison.
I am good at jump rope.
That's why.
But just one, so that's I'm why. Single Dutch, not double Dutch.
Because you'd bake pretzels for all the inmates. Do I smell pretzels?
Tell
Dutch,
me
what are you making?
Listen, you know I want people to like me. What better way to have people in prison like me than to make them freshly baked? Are we talking soft pretzels like Auntie Annie's?
Yeah, you would do the soft pretzels.
That tastes like buttered toast?
Yeah.
All right. They would love me.
You'd be very popular in prison. I've said that for years, but now we have proof.
Shut it.
All right. Speaking of Macy's, Wendy, I say this because of William H. Macy, the husband who is right now hiding behind a rock. Because he doesn't want to go to jail, too.
Well, hopefully he's going to bail her out.
That would be the next move, right?
They can't put both parents in the pokey.
I hope not. You might have to explain that term pokey to me. I'm foreign to this. Do you mean jail? Is pokey jail? Pokey equals jail? All right. You know, every once in a while you'll meet somebody and they'll have a peculiar name and you say to yourself, I don't know anybody with that name. How did you get that name? And then they tell you some story.
Yeah, I love
that. And you just go, oh. On BuzzFeed, they have listed a whole bunch of people who have peculiar names and the reasons behind their name. And one of them is a guy named Macy. Why? Because his mom went into labor while shopping at Macy's. So just by virtue of that, she was in the store, she gave birth in the store, so the name is Macy. What if she was in CVS? You couldn't name your kid CVS.
Now I wonder if all the kids named Spencer were in Spencer's Gifts.
Yes, they probably were. You know my cousin Food Court, did you ever meet him?
Do you know my sister Dairy Queen?
Yeah, she's great. Here's a woman says, my mom was a huge Disney fan and wanted her first girl to have a princess's name. My dad, however, hated Disney and refused, and so my mom suggested Aurora to my dad, and he was unaware that that was the name of Sleeping Beauty. So her name is Aurora.
It is?
Yeah.
We have a princess producing our show.
Jasmine.
Yep.
But Jazz, you weren't named after Jasmine from the Disney film. You
Jasmine, Princess Aladdin, all that came out in 92.
Yeah,
I was born in 89.
You were already born. Yeah.
I was named after Wendy from Peter Pan, 100%.
Yeah.
My brother and sister had seen that movie, and they were talking about names. My brother wanted to name me Henrietta for some
That's
reason.
That's a pretty name.
I apologize for Bill, for anyone named Henrietta
who's
listening.
That is a very pretty name.
And so they had just watched it, and they said, what about Wendy? So that's
perfect.
What about Wendy? That's going to be the name of my book that I write in prison.
You'll have time.
It'll come with a coupon for a free pretzel.
Everybody wins.
Yes.
Everybody wins. My parents literally opened up a dictionary and saw the word Finn, F-I-N, and thought it was cool. And so they made up the name Finita.
Oh, that's pretty.
Finita.
Although if that's your last kid, I think that would be perfect.
Because it sounds like you're done.
Yeah.
Finite. When my mom was 15, she watched the movie The Exorcist, and she loved the name Reagan. So she decided that her firstborn child would be named Reagan, and so I was named after a possessed little girl in a movie.
Love the name, find the inspiration, scary.
Just a little bit. Yeah. It's a head-turner, Wendy. It is, you have to admit. My parents told my brothers that they were going to name me Justin. And my oldest brother, who was 10 at the time, had a meltdown, screaming, I refuse to have a brother named Justin. He didn't let up until they agreed that my name would be Jason instead.
I like both of them.
Those are both good names, but they're both very similar. Like, you would think if Justin upset a kid that much, Jason would do something similarly, wouldn't you? They're very, very similar names. I am named after a lady named Jolie, J-O-L-I. Jolie once helped my dad over the phone with some insurance changes.
Wow, that's desperation. Wow. Couldn't come up with something?
Wow.
Hey, remember that nice lady I talked to on the
phone?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is a pretty name, though.
My parents are both lawyers, and I was named Miranda because of the Miranda rights. That's the one where you have to read somebody their
right. Yeah, the
You've
right
seen
to
it in
remain
every episode
silent.
Of, yeah, every TV
Anything
episode.
Anything you
yeah.
do may be used against
in
say
a court
or do.
Of law.
Yeah.
Right. All right, we have more of these, and if you have some, we'd love to hear them. We're at 312-981-7200. Give us a call or a text. We'll be there.
Don't go to New Willow Road, because you
Old
won't find
Willow
her.
Road. It's like going back in time.
Isn't it just Willow Road?
No,
there's old and new?
Old Willow and New Willow.
Huh.
Yep. All right, so we're talking about people who have unusual names because their parents were inspired by various things. My mom was a bit new agey back in the 1980s and went to get her past lives read by a medium who claimed to be channeling the spirit of a long-dead Tibetan monk. The spirit told her that her soul had once belonged to a priestess in the lost city of Atlantis, and the priestess' name was Alaia, A-L-A-I-A. My mom liked it so much that she made that my middle name.
I don't
See,
like
middle
the
name
story.
You can bury.
Yeah.
But if it's your first name, it's there every day. But you can have a crazy middle name and no one will ever know it. Like, I found out yesterday that Ryan Sandberg's middle name is just D, D-E-E.
And really?
They were talking about that on Cochrane's show.
Isn't That's that, weird. Is that a family name?
I don't know. I know his parents were huge Dee Snider fans.
What, baby Dee Snider?
Yeah.
They liked him when they're like the same age.
Right. That's what makes it crazy. My parents drove by Casey's Fine Furniture, K-A-C-E-Y, and said to themselves, Casey. And so I was born with the name Casey. That's not an unusual name anymore. There was a time where that was kind of a strange name. I know three people with that name
The
now.
Spelling is weird.
Yeah, the spelling is very strange. My daughter looked like a cartoon duck in her first sonogram picture, so we nicknamed her Ducky. Later, while looking for names, we found that Della was Donald Duck's sister. Della Duck.
I didn't know that.
I never heard that either.
Daisy. I guess that was his girlfriend.
Yeah, his girlfriend was Daisy. They never married, curiously.
Living in sin.
Yeah, they're living in sin. I was named after Kira in the movie The Dark Crystal. So basically, I was named after a Muppet. Did you ever see The Dark Crystal?
No.
It's very eerie. Everybody has strange eyes in that movie.
Can we talk to some listeners
yeah.
who had names
yep.
because of something or other? Hey, Pat.
Yeah. My mother wanted me to be named Amelia Marie. And when they took me to the Catholic Church and the priest was going to baptize me, my Italian uncle spoke in a language of Italian and told the priest that wasn't the name. So now they call me Pat.
That That's a change.
Wow. Great. Yeah.
And my mother was so furious. She was Irish, and my dad was Italian. And he spoke in the Italian language, and he told the priest, it's Patricia.
Oh, pretty.
Oh, that is pretty. Thank you, Pat. We appreciate that. Carolyn wants to talk to us about her name. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. My oldest daughter is Hunter Kara. Kara after the green Kara goddess, because I'm a yoga teacher.
Yeah.
And Hunter, because it's a family name from my husband's side. And at the last minute, we switched it. It was going to be Tara Hunter, but we switched it, and we liked Hunter Tara better. And then for my second daughter to represent the sky, it is Skylar Aurora.
Wow.
That's cool.
I have an Earth daughter and a sky daughter.
Those sounds like they sound like names you'd hear on a soap opera.
They totally do, and I like that. I wanted to name my first son either Cooper or Coleman or something like that, and Jim just said...
He wasn't buying it?
No, he just wanted Michael, but I like that. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Yeah, thank you.
Can we talk to Michael real quickly here?
Yeah.
Michael, a very common name, my son's name. Hi, Michael.
Good morning. I met a man a while ago. His name was Nasmo King Johnson.
Nasmo King Johnson?
Nasmo King Johnson. N-O-S-M-O K-I-N-G Johnson.
Do you know why?
Yes, I do. When the parents had the baby, they went into the room and asked the father what they wanted to name the baby. He didn't know, and he looked up, he saw a sign. Nasmo King. No smoking.
No smoking.
Goodbye. Thank you, Michael.
That's a beautiful story.
I did not get that.
My mom, this is from the text line, my mom named me Genesis after the band.
Really?
Wow.
Because the little babies look like Phil Collins.
All babies do. They look like Phil Collins. I was born on Halloween, and my brother was watching The Karate Kid before my mom went into labor, and so my name is Daniel-san. Remember that's what
yes.
Mr. Miyagi named Daniel, Daniel-san?
Can we talk to Rick?
Yeah.
Maybe this will bring good luck. Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys, how are you? I want to say that 3 out of my 4 children are named after Blackhawk players.
What are their names?
One of them's a girl. She's 25, so it started before the cup runs. Her name is Jocelyn, after Jocelyn Lemieux.
Nice.
Then my son named after Jeremy. I shouldn't have to explain that.
Jeremy Roenick. Yeah.
And then my youngest son.
Wait, can I guess? Can I guess?
Wait.
Can I guess?
Sure. Go ahead.
Nestorenko?
Close.
What is it?
Nathan-Al after the great Al Secord.
Oh, very nice.
That's pretty cool. Bring them luck, Rick. We need to get there.
Yes, we do. So, you know, it started when my grandparents named their dog after Bobby Hall, and I just brought it to humans.
That's excellent.
Thank you, Rick. Go
Thanks,
Hawks.
Rick.
All right, one more.
Yes.
Kim's on the line. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Oh, Grandma's trying to cuddle with the baby. Shh. Shh, little baby.
Yes. So I was born, and my grandma insisted I would be named Severine after her mother. So when my dad left the hospital room, my mom thought, oh, my gosh, she can't be named Severine. So she named me Kim after Kim Novak.
Oh, that's great.
And wrote it down before they came back.
That's
cute. That's excellent.
So I could have been Severine. Now I'm Kim.
I think Kim is a safer way to go. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, Kim. Submarine? Or Summerine?
Severine.
Oh, Severine.
Severine.
That's kind of pretty.
Yes, yes.
How'd you get Bill? William, obviously.
It was my parents' favorite part of a duck. All right, we'll take a break.
Oh,
we'll get you some news, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Thank you, Eric Ron.
Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly.
It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and after that Ethiopian plane crash, airlines have grounded the Boeing 737 MAX jet. Johnny Jet is on the line with us. People are thinking about going on spring break vacations, and what does this mean for anyone?
Hello. You know what? It's going to be interesting to see. It's just changing so much. I mean, right now, UK and the French have actually blocked their airspace for the 737 MAX 8. So because it was the same plane that was in the Ethiopian and the Lion Air, and you know it was in the span of 6 months, and these planes are brand new. Only 350 of them have been delivered so far, and two of them crashed. So, I mean, so many countries except the U.S. and Canada have blocked or have grounded these planes, and it sounds like American Airlines is about to ground theirs. The flight attendants have just called for the grounding, and the CEO, Doug Parker, is strongly considering it.
Yeah, but if two out of these brand new things, two of them just crashed in a short amount of time, that doesn't make me feel safe as a flyer.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make me either. I flew on the same plane 2 weeks ago from New York to Miami, and it was my first time flying on the 737 MAX, and it wasn't. I wasn't worried about safety. The reason why I haven't been flying on it is because American actually packed in so many seats. It's a lot more cramped, even in first class, and in, you know, especially in coach. But you know, now everyone has something else to worry about. You know, they're waiting to find out what's going on. You know, it just came out that the Ethiopian pilots told air traffic control that they were having some kind of flight control problems before it crashed. So that doesn't make people feel very safe. So if you are flying on the 737 MAX, and you can tell if you go into your reservation, it will actually say, you know, it'll say not only 737, but it will say dash MAX. So you just call up the airline and see if they will let you change your flight for free to a different aircraft. If they don't, ask for a supervisor. But I think we're going to see the airlines starting to ground them, because Europe is now grounded them, Australia, China. It's just growing.
Johnny, what happens when they have X amount of flights scheduled on a particular type of plane, like the, in this case the Boeing 737, and there are problems like this? Is there backup aircraft readily available to the airliners or not?
I mean, it depends on the airline, but Norwegian just came out with a press release. Norwegian Air, I think they fly 10 of the 737 MAXs, and they said the ones that are in the air are going to fly return back home, and they're going to try and put people on other flights. So people are definitely going to be affected. It depends. So if you're flying on Norwegian or a carrier that has been grounded, you know, call the airline immediately. Try and get on another plane, because these days planes are flying so full, it's difficult to just put people on one flight to another.
Sure.
Because there's not enough space. So people are definitely going to, you know, there's definitely going to be flight cancellations. We'll just see what happens in the U.S. and Canada, because the FAA says they're not going to, you know, they're not going to mandate that these are grounded. They find nothing's wrong, but people don't have full confidence in that,
yeah.
And I don't blame them.
All right, other big stories in the news. I have a friend who lives in Hawaii. I like to fly Southwest, and that has been given approval, correct, to fly to...
It has, actually. Yeah, last week they were offering $49 one-way fares when they announced it for one-way flights. And they sold out within 2 hours of those deals. But because Southwest is flying there now, you can really find some good deals. But from the Midwest, it's difficult because Southwest does not fly red-eye flights. They don't fly in the middle of night, so the connections are difficult. So your best bet is to look at the competitors, because some of the competitors it's never been cheaper to fly to Hawaii, in my opinion. Or look at buying two different tickets, one to California and then on to Hawaii, and you know what, make a two for one vacation, stop in California for a couple days. It really breaks up the trip.
Yeah.
It could be cheaper. So you always, whenever you're pricing out flights, you want to do it all different ways. You want to look at one ways, nonstops. You want to look at buying two different tickets if you're going somewhere far.
Doesn't that require a lot more work, though, Johnny?
Of course it does, and that's why... Actually, I created a guide on my website, 17 Ways to Find Cheap Flights, and there's a whole slew of ideas, and one of them also is set a fare alert. Google Flights, Yapta, YAPTA.com, HipMonk, Kayak, they all offer these flight alerts where you can put in your city pairs, your dates, and they'll let you know what the price is going to be, or even Yapta, if you put in your... what you want to pay, and if it dips below that, they'll let you know if that price has shown up.
Johnny, I'm curious. You just said that it's never been cheaper to fly to Hawaii. Most cities, the flight prices are going up. Why is Hawaii going down?
Well, I think there's a competition so much right now, especially with Southwest going in there. So because Southwest was offering these $49 flights, Hawaiian and Alaska all of a sudden started offering, you know, $236 round-trip flights from California. But even from the East Coast, there's been really good deals. Actually, Hawaiian Airlines offered a flight. It's now going to be the longest domestic flight. It's going to be Boston to Honolulu. And when they announced that inauguration of that flight, it's going to happen in June. You know, flights are really low. So whenever there's more competition and more flights, you're always going to find cheaper deals. And that's why Hawaii is a great time. And actually, in the hotels, I was just looking right now online for like some really good spring break deals. And actually, one of them is for a hotel in Honolulu, the Surfer Jack, which is it's a nice hotel, a few blocks from the beach, and it's only like $186 a night, which is great during spring break.
Wow, that's really good.
Although when you look at 17 ways to find cheap flights, when you go to johnnyjet.com, the first thing on there is be flexible. We're running out of time for people who have not planned a spring break. How flexible can you be? And can you book something for spring break now?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know what? Package deals are always a really good way to find a cheap deal because they combine the hotel and the airfare. So Southwest has deals to Arizona if you want to go see some spring training, or to Florida. So you can go to southwestvacations.com. Almost every airline offers these vacation deals. Also, Travelzoo. If you go into Travelzoo, this is a really good time to go to Europe because, you know, they're not on spring break, and it's off-season for Europe, so you don't have to wait in any long lines to go to museums or restaurants. And I'm looking at deals for $1,500 round trip, including six nights hotel. Some of them are $1,100. So take a look at those, and there's a whole different company that you go through. GoToday.com, Globus, Contiki if you're under 35. And also if you want to do luxury, there's some really good deals too.
But Johnny, with spring break this close, because we are, it's for most people, it's a week away, maybe 2 weeks away. Can you still get decent deals in that last week or 10 days before a flight, or are those days over?
No. You can definitely. I mean, finding airfares is really tricky because, you know, you can't make any sense out of them. You don't know. In the old days, you could always find a deal last minute. Then they started, you know, really giving it to the business travelers because they think they're the ones that are going last minute. But I find flights sometimes the same day for cheaper than I paid 2 weeks before. So a good website, obviously besides my own, is Google Flights. So you put in Chicago, and then you don't put in where you want to go, but you just put in your dates, and then you hit search, and you look at the map, and it's a map of the world. You can zoom in and zoom out, and it will show you how much it will cost on those dates that you want to fly. And also make sure you want to put in like one carry-on bag so you don't get stuck on a low fare carrier.
Yeah.
And if you want certain airlines, you can put them in, or nonstop flights, and it really makes your search a lot easier.
Now, in some of your tips, 17 ways to find cheap flights, you're saying at one point that maybe you should stay away from low cost carriers. But isn't the point of it trying to find a cheap flight? Why stay away from them?
Well, I say stay away from them unless you know all their rules.
Got it.
Because the low-fare carriers, and actually now the mainline carriers like American, Delta, and United, they also have these really strict baggage rules. So actually United has the most strict out of those three. You can't bring a carry-on on. And with, you know, Spirit, Frontier, Allegiant, if you're booking with them, you can't bring a carry-on bag onto the plane if it's in the overhead bin. Unless you pay for it. And if you do wait till the last minute, you're at the gate, they charge $65 on a lot of the flights. Just to bring a carry-on bag in the overhead bin, you can bring your purse and put it underneath the seat for free. That's why I'm just saying, make sure you know all the baggage rules because they really will get you on all that kind of stuff.
We are trying to save you money for spring break flights. Johnny Jet is here. JohnnyJet.com is his website. We'll take a quick break and then continue. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
If you do want to fly away, we are chatting with Johnny Jet right now. You can find him at johnnyjet.com. I am looking at your little vacation planner where you can put in airports that you would like to go to. I never plan ahead, but I found some places in Key West still pretty expensive for a vacation deal, like $3,000 per person.
Oh.
That's too much.
Whoa. Yeah, that's too much. Where did you find that?
I plugged it in.
Worstdeals.com, Johnny. No. Is that a good website to visit?
It's through Orbitz and Kayak. I went to your generator to...
Okay.
But it's just last minute is not a good place to do it.
Hmm.
I'm sorry,
no,
Key West.
No, actually, that's why I recommend google.com/flights for being flexible, and just even by and just also seeing where you, if you don't really want to just go to Key West, you just want to go somewhere warm,
yes,
or just want to go get out of town. That's why you can just put in. You don't have to put in a destination. You can just search and find whatever is. To your liking.
All right, I like that idea.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking right now for Saturday, April 13th to the 22nd, and nonstop flights with a carry-on included, 229 round trip to Jacksonville from Chicago, or Atlanta, 237, or Miami's expensive, so it's 567, but I bet if you go to Fort Lauderdale, it'll be a lot cheaper. I'm actually zooming in right now. Tampa's cheaper. Tampa's only $235, or Fort Myers $253. This is round trip.
That's so pretty great.
And this is leaving on a Saturday and coming back the day after Easter.
Oh, that's
do
pretty
it,
good.
Wendy.
No, I
you
can't.
Owe it to yourself.
Our spring break is next week.
No,
it's like stupid. So if you
is it next week? Okay, because we can
the 25th
everywhere. Like I live in California, so a lot of them are taking off before Easter.
Yeah, it's March 25th, and if you've already planned ahead and you are going away for spring break, are there travel tips on how to make the thing go more smoothly?
I'm sorry, in terms of...
Like, if you've already booked a vacation, arrive early. That might be a way to go.
Spring, at the airport?
Yeah.
For sure. You definitely want to arrive early, because, again, I mentioned earlier in the last segment that the flights these days are so full. So if you show up to the airport and there's a long line and you miss that flight, the chances of you getting on the next flight are slim to none, especially during spring break. And I'm actually looking at prices right now for that period, and it is really expensive. I guess all of Chicago's taken off around them because those prices have doubled or not, if not tripled.
Yeah, because that's when everybody's leaving here in Chicago.
Johnny, give us a hot spot or two for this year, for 2019, that maybe wasn't in vogue a year or so ago, but all of a sudden is very hot to visit. Give me a name or two.
Well, Canada, it's so close you can drive there, but their dollar's so weak, it's 25% off.
Wow.
So, my full disclosure, my wife is Canadian, so we go to Canada a lot.
Yeah.
But she's from Toronto, and, we go to dinner. Or stay at a hotel, and let's say it's $100 for the night. I get my credit card notification, and it's $75.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow. And then I come back to America, and I start buying stuff. I'm like, man, I don't get this discount. I feel cheap. So you really want to go to places where their dollar is weak, and right now Canada is weak. And also the euro just dropped yesterday. The euro's down to 112.
Oh, excellent.
So
good.
The last summer it was like 125, I think it went up to.
Yeah.
And when are we going to start needing passports to visit other states? I know that was talked about for a while.
Other states? Yeah, where
they would not even take a driver's license anymore. It's like everyone had to get a passport.
You mean the real ID? It's a driver's license, but it's a more secure one. And they keep pushing it back. So I think they're saying now October 2020 for the real ID, but you don't need a passport to go through any state.
Not right now, but they did scare you because I know.
No, I didn't hear that one.
Really? I did because we all got passports just to be on the safe side. We thought that was going to change. I'm going to look into that, Johnny Jet.
Well, for flying, they're talking about the real ID, but a passport would work for that. But it's always a good idea to have a passport, especially if you're going on a cruise. Even if you're going on a cruise to the Bahamas that leaves from Miami and they let you use your driver's license, there's been cases where people have been sick in the Bahamas and they have to get off the cruise and they can't get home because they don't have a passport. So always have a passport with you.
All right.
Makes sense. Johnny, good to talk to you. Again, the website is johnnyjet.com, spelled out just the way it sounds. And it's not too late to plan a spring break trip. So, Johnny, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Johnny.
Coming up, the stories that matter with Eric Rung from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.